Before the Catholic Church rebranded it Hallows Eve, Halloween was an ancient Celtic holiday when the world of spirits became visible to the living. Hiding behind masks, villagers would play pranks on each other, offer treats to the gods. Somewhere along the way, candy companies got involved, and today, in 2019, costumes must meet a new high bar. How do they look on Instagram? One survey found that nearly half of millennials said they bought all their Halloween items exclusively for their social media posts. What? How does anyone put candy in your basket? Let's take a look at some of the business of this day with Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Hello.
So this does seem to be a millennial thing because only a third of Gen Xers said they had bought Halloween items just for their social media. But give us a sense of some of the costumes we might see on our feeds tonight.
Well, believe it or not, Robin, millennials, they don't ruin everything. I mean, they love the social media. I've already seen, for example, a huge crab-type creature made from the millennials' favorite beverage, empty cans of White Claw. Claw, get it? There are pictures circulating of people dressed as his and her Popeye's chicken sandwiches. I think around Washington, D.C., wonk circles, you'll find the anonymous whistleblower costumes. It's not even necessarily about having a great time. There was an industry analyst that said about the millennials, it's about looking like you're having a great time.
Well, there you go. Quartz writes today about costume ideas for the new global economy. You could be Adam Neumann, the former WeWork CEO. They say wear a graphic tee, jeans, no shoes, and the biggest, shiniest golden parachute you can find. Invite everyone in, promising a consciousness-altering event right before it starts. Leave with all the snacks and book a venue on the upper floor so guests can admire the parachute as you float away. Ouch. You've looked at that list too. What did you see there?
I mean, look, back in my day, you wore something that people would get in 2 or 3 seconds max. The WeWork thing requires too much explanation, if you ask me. There was that one example that Court said, if you want to go as 5G, you know, next generation wireless, you tell all your friends that you'll be at the party at 7 p.m., then text them every hour that you're almost there and just need to take out some cash first. Then several hours later, you text after midnight and say you'll be there by 2023. I think an easier one. You wear the Bitcoin logo on your chest and just toggle between fits of euphoria and sobbing collapse on the floor.
Yeah. You know? Look, $86 per person is what we're expected to pay for Halloween. It's a near record high, more than $8 billion total, more than double the entire budget for the National Park Service. Just remind us how we got here.
Well, if you go back 100 years and look at the first costume efforts by some European immigrants in the Midwest, there was often horror, but really no wink-wink humor. And then you saw the corporatization of this kick in about 50 years ago with branded Disney apparel or comic book figures. That upped the bar for playfulness and cheekiness. And now that you have the smartphone and Instagram, you have whole new levels of showiness. You think about the guy who dressed like a giant CVS receipt, that other character who mashed up Optimus Prime and Amazon Prime for a transformer made out of Amazon delivery boxes. I mean, it's really cutthroat.
Americans are expected to also spend about $500 million on Halloween costumes for their pets this year. That's double a decade ago. You have to wonder, where is it all going to go? I mean, how far do we go with this?
Look, this is I think it's mostly fun escapism with some good-natured competition thrown in. It's also the unofficial opening night for holiday season consumerism,
That's
like a $150 billion business.
Okay, let it begin. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, thank you.
My pleasure.
Happy Halloween.